Hello, this is Jessica.
Hi Jessica, it's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for calling back.
Yeah, is this a better time for you?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like you had requested information on our working capital program this morning.
Right.
And this is for Stonegate Pharmacy?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And I'm showing, let's see here, is it Renee Garza? Is the owner?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she's CEO.
And are you part owner as well?
In the works, I guess. We're working on that currently, but I'm his controller currently.
Okay, got it. Perfect. And just want to verify something. You're still at the 2501 West William Cannon Drive address in Austin?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And how long have you had the business?
It was opened in 2004.
Okay. Perfect. So, I believe you had received a mail from us?
Yes, correct.
Or a pre-approval? Okay. So, what you did receive is a pre-approval, and we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific that you wanted to use the funds for?
It's for outstanding AR. Insurance companies are delaying payment, essentially. So we currently have $460,000 outstanding.
$460,000, okay.
Yes. So the $100,000 is just to assist us in making sure that we can safely get through all of our payroll and expenses as we await for those funds to come in. We have a number of intermediaries that kind of do all the disputes and reconcile the claims for us.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working on it, but it's still in kind of on a hold pattern, essentially. So,
how long does it usually take for insurance to get you paid?
Legally, they're supposed to pay within 15 to 30 days max. 30 days if there's a float. But we have, I want to say, $200,000 that's 60 days plus. Out of that 450.
60 days plus, okay. Do you have anything that's close to 90 days?
Yes, we do. I have to pull up my computer. Look, specifically, it's around $100,000. That's 90 days plus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. It's a huge thing in insurance. And now, actually, there's just some information out on it. Fox News just did a little coverage on it as well because it's become a huge issue.
Yeah.
Insurance companies are trying to come back and they're putting holds, they're recouping, they're trying to say, oh, we're in the middle of an audit, even though we've already passed the audit, but they'll put the the funds on hold during the audit, and then they'll restart the calendar on those payments again after the audit's completed. Mm-hmm. And then we have a couple of our biggest payers that are saying, oh, well, now we need more information, even though they've already said that the audit was passed and that we should have the funds released. So it's it's gimmicks and insurance companies doing what insurance companies do, but truly it's just outstanding AR that we're just waiting on. So
yeah, we're pretty familiar with that. We work with a lot of doctors and practices, so that's pretty much the number one thing is delay in payment from insurance.
Right.
So the business needs to move forward and they need to be able to do payroll. In your case, are you buying inventory as well?
Yeah, I mean, we have to continue to fill the scripts of the customers that we have. So we can, we can't not fill the prescriptions, essentially.
Okay. Do you consider this funding that's going to be something that's going to be a temporary cushion, or do you see this as being an ongoing, solution or...
We're hoping for a temporary solution. Honestly, we had a lot more funds, kind of cushion last year. I mean, they've done this kind of for a number of years. We acquired another pharmacy last July and had, this huge grand opening and this remodel that was all in December through February, February being the grand opening. So that depleted a lot of that cushion that we had, essentially, that helped us with the float that they did all the time. So
opening
this will
the other
help
location.
Yes, and that location is great. It's cash flow positive. Everything's wonderful with it.
Uh-huh.
But it's just kind of the process of having those funds funds to help with the flow until we can work up our okay. kind of storage again. And I think I know we can. It's just temporary, hopefully.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And you had mentioned you were looking for around 100,000.
Yes, that would be ideal.
Okay. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Gross was 7.5 million.
7.5. Okay. And this year, are you on track to do around the same?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And on paper, who are the actual owners? Is it just Renee?
It's Renee Garza. Yeah, okay. We're working with legal right now to get the partnership formalized, but
okay.
It's Renee.
Perfect. And do you know how Renee's credit is at this point?
I want to say last we checked, it was like 732.
Okay.
And that was maybe about a month ago.
Okay. Have you tried to get funding through, say, your local bank or whoever you bank with?
We did, actually, and they wanted primary UCC filing. But okay. we have a large loan with Capital Source Loan back from 2004 when we first opened. And okay. so since they couldn't get primary UCC, they said, well, let's look at other options. So we were going to go to Capital Source, but then I saw y'all's mail, and I was like, well, let me try this. And then if not, then we'll go to Capital Source, essentially.
Okay. And what is Capital Source?
Capital Source is another bank, small business loan bank.
Okay. All right.
So, sorry. I'm
okay.
Navigating and traffic.
Do you have any working capital loans currently?
Let's see. I want to say we had a similar type of offer from Wells Fargo, and it's 18,000, 3% rate over the year.
Okay. But it's only 18,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably won't help you much.
No, yeah, it was kind of our stopgap until we could get something secured, hopefully with the bank, but then,
okay.
like I mentioned, the UCC filings, that other stuff kind of delayed that, so.
Okay, perfect. And what is your time frame for getting the funding? Is it in a few days, a few weeks?
Ideally, a few days would be awesome. We know in 2 weeks we're going to have another impact, another hit, essentially, again, because of another audit that occurred about 2 weeks ago. So they're holding, it'll hit us in about 2 weeks.
Okay, perfect. So let me tell you how the program works, and then we can see if it's a good fit, and then I'll let you know what we need to get you the actual approval. But we can usually lend you about 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue. So getting $100,000, I don't see that being an issue. And our turnaround's pretty quick. So once they get the documentation in, which is a few months, bank statements, and your most recent tax return, I can have an approval for you within a day. And then I can have you funded within a day or two. And this would be an unsecured program, unrestricted funds. So you can use it whatever you want. And we won't ask for any collateral. And the repayment on it is going to be term between 3 months and 3 years. Anywhere in between. So you decide what term length you want. You know, if you know you're going to be paid on these projects in months, maybe you want a 12-month term. Maybe you want a cushion, you want something longer. That's completely up to you.
Okay.
And then the repayment would either be monthly, weekly, or daily. So we'll let you know, if you've been approved for all the options or just a couple, then you can decide. And then once you're approved, the funds would be wired directly into your business bank account, and then it would be deducted by a fixed amount, which would be the daily, weekly, or monthly. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. And then the repayment will really just depend on the term length you choose, but typically what dictates the repayment is we'll look at the strength of your bank statements. We'll look at personal credit of the main guarantor, which would be Renee. And if those things kind of line up, you should have a decent approval. But you'll usually see a fixed cost to the funds. It would range from 10 cents on the dollar, and it can go up from there, depending on the term you choose.
Okay.
Does that seem like something that would work for you?
Um, something up 10 cents on the dollar, what that would reach out to.
What's that?
I'm thinking about point, like the 10 cents.
Yeah, so
on the dollar.
So that would be on 100,000, the overall cost could be about 110,000. It could vary. But it's a fixed cost. It's not compounding interest. And then most of our loans, you can pay it off early and get a discount.
Okay.
So there's always some type of discount. But, yeah, you'll see a range, 10 cents. It could go up to 25 cents. It could be anywhere in the middle between the two. But most of our clients will pick a longer term and then pay it off early. Or if they want the overall lowest cost, then we can give you the program that's going to show the overall lowest cost of the program. But you'd also get a tax write-off because it's a business loan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that actually does sound like a good option for us. What do I need to do to get you paperwork or, you know, get the application?
So what I'll do, Jessica, is I'm going to email, the email address I have is contracts@stonegaterx.com.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you what I need. It's very simple. It's 6 months business bank statements, one-page application, and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
And then once I get that, we'll usually have an approval for you within a day or so.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm just getting to a coffee shop to get some work done right now. So I'll look out for the email, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your time today.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.